Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tine.
And I'm Bonnie North. A little later in the show, we'll hear the latest installment in Precious Lives, our weekly two-year-long series on children and gun violence in Milwaukee. The series is produced by Milwaukee's 371 Productions in conjunction with several media outlets, including WUWM.
A lot plays into the dynamic that results in the high incidence of gun violence in the community, much of which is outside the parameters of the series. But a new collaborative effort launching this month will get at some of those other issues. Precious Lives Before the Gunshots is funded by a grant from the Association of Independents in Radio through its Local Lore Finding America project.
Longtime Milwaukee radio host Eric Vaughn is the lead producer for the project in collaboration with Brad Lichtenstein of 371 Productions and WUWM's Michelle Matternowski. They spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski, and Brad offered more background.
So Local Lore is actually a national grant program. There were 15 different communities that were chosen, partnerships between public radio stations and community producers. And here in Milwaukee, we were lucky, but it's kind of unusual in some ways that a local producer partnered with a public radio station. And the point is to get outsiders into the public radio station and the public radio station outside into the community through these kinds of partnerships and to create innovative programs, in this case, a live event, and also new voices on the radio, so that we're constantly innovating what public radio does and how it is able to be an influencer in the community.
WWM really wanted to be a part of this just because it seemed like a really neat opportunity for us to work with a new producer and to do new kinds of stories and kind of be able to experiment along the way and kind of break away from our normal model that we use.
Well, you know, WWM made a video that talked about the deep issues around race in our city and segregation. And that was something that was speaking to me as an independent producer because we were the ones who started Precious Lives and partnered with WWM and WNOV and the Journal Sentinel to address crime and violence and youth in the city. And so with the call to try to innovate around public radio, we thought, what a great idea to see if there wasn't some kind of way to build on that partnership and to create a live show. The live show is one of the principal parts of what we proposed to Local Lore, and then a kind of deeper dive into the issues around crime and violence. And that's the part where Eric Vaughn comes in and has been able to deepen the work that we're doing around that issue.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get over the getting new voices on the radio. You meant new people in the world out there.
Yeah,
that's fine because I'm far from a new voice, but I'm new to WUWM, and I'm glad to be here. And I think that the attraction for me is that it's an extension of what I've done for pretty much all of the time that I've been in radio, at least here in Milwaukee, and that is to deal with issues that are critical to the community that we serve. And I think it is a new exploration of those things. It starts to look for, at least through this project, we're going to be looking for the reasons why we have the level of violence that we have in the city, what drives young people in particular to do the things that they do of a violent nature, and ultimately try to figure out ways to keep them from those things.
And the station and 371 Productions applied separately. So how did this partnership of you both working together in this Local Lore project come about?
The thing that was driving me is that I feel like gun violence, particularly when it comes to youth, is an issue that unless you've been directly impacted, it's very difficult for you to engage with. And it might be that you care, but you don't know how to help, how to get involved, how to do anything that makes a difference. So my idea was, what if we created a live event that we could take into corporate settings or take into clubs or take into communities of faith that aren't engaged with this issue and present something that is very inviting and welcoming. But then it was also a way to get people face to face with other people who've been directly impacted, that the live show will incorporate those people into it. And then what if we could then bring these new voices, these new audiences that we're discovering back to the radio, and thereby expand the conversation even more on public radio, which is very much the mission of Local Lore. So that's where it began.
Yeah, and I think for if you know Brad and you know how passionate he is about this issue, it's hard to say no to him when he asks that you participate in something that, he has this desire to address. And I think this project gives us a chance to do what we I've always done, which is talk on the radio. But it also, as Brad talked about the live performance, it takes it to a different level in that we'll be face-to-face with people who ought to be more engaged with these things that we're going to be talking about. In some ways, they are. They may not even know they are. They may not know how they impact them. But I think that through the live engagement coupled with the radio broadcast, it certainly will influence and impact them in ways that I think singularly through radio you couldn't do. I think that even the partnership with WUWM is important because the audience this radio station reaches is so much wider than the rather narrow audience we talk to every day and at WNOV. And it gives a chance for people who, again, think that this doesn't matter to them to understand it really does.
All right. And Michelle, what did your vision originally look like for the station coming into this project singularly? But then how did it morph into working with Brad and Eric?
I think the neat part with this project is that the vision was very vague and there was opportunity to kind of go wherever it was going to go, you know. With our video that we produced, we know that there's a lot of issues in Milwaukee and we want to have a better understanding of the segregation, of the violence. So it was great that we were partnered up with Eric and 371 to dig deeper into the Precious Lives series, which is Eric and 371's project on youth violence in Milwaukee, and kind of evolve it a little bit to really connecting it with the community. So I think it's going to be exciting to see how this project develops over the next 9 months, because we have a plan right now, but it could become something totally different. and we'll kind of just watch it unfold over the next few months. And I think that's a really exciting thing to be a part of.
How does this Local Earth project expand upon the Precious Lives project?
Well, it expands upon Precious Lives because Precious Lives is essentially a radio and print podcast project. We go out and we tell stories around young people and gun violence. And we look a lot at both the people who have been impacted, but also solutions, which there are a myriad of solutions in our community. We try to bring those to our audience. But building on this is trying to do something that's more innovative and that's more keyed into very particular audiences. I mentioned audiences that might not be listening to the radio. One of the things about this is bringing new audiences to WUWM and public radio, but also to bring new audiences into the conversation, leading hopefully to action to reduce gun violence in the city. And that's why the innovation here is taking public radio out of the studio and into the streets and into churches and into corporate settings and into other venues with a live show and with an opportunity to put the microphone in front of people who have not been reached in radio and bring their voices back in. So there's a lot of openness with what this project might morph into. We don't even know yet, which is exciting and frightening at the same time.
How are you expanding with community outreach? You mentioned you're going to create these live performance settings. Are you choosing these settings based on people you've met through Precious Lives earlier, or are you doing a whole new method of outreach?
Well, it's a mixture of both. I mean, Paul Keeland at 371 is full-time engagement manager for Precious Lives. And so through his work, he meets on a regular basis with two or three different community groups, very small, very big, it doesn't really matter, every month. And he's asking, you know, what can we do to help? How can Precious Lives be part of whatever activity and work that you're doing? We'll build on that connection. So we have over 60 partners and expand it. But our goal here, and thanks to United Way, I think we can achieve it, is to reach new audiences through connections that United Way has with major corporate players in our community, whether it's Northwestern Mutual or GE Healthcare, to reach people who maybe aren't engaged at all in this issue, and also to work with communities of faith and other communities that we might not even be aware of. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities.
So you all mentioned this is very much still in the formative stage and it can turn into whatever it needs to. But what is your ultimate goal?
I think the ultimate goal is to create a reaction, a response from people. I think so far with Precious Lives, we've been able to present stories that get people to say, wow, we didn't know. And despite the fact that we have a call to action at the end of all of these stories, we don't know that people are really moving on those things. Some people have.
I mean, for instance, we put a web tool up on the WWM site, the Journal Sentinel site, and PreciousLiesProject.org that's called Give Help, Get Help. And it gives you 9,000 options of how to get involved in ways that can help reduce gun violence, because we address all the upstream issues, whether it's mentorship or education or, you know, a host of different things that can improve the lives of kids in our community. And as of about 3 weeks ago, we had 9,000 visitors to that tool, and they were staying on an average of 8 minutes. So my conclusion from that is that people are really using that tool. They're signing up for ways to get involved. So I think that we've been able to translate a lot of the awareness into action, but I'd like to see that happen tenfold.
I think for WWM, we hope to learn a new way of doing stories or doing big, impactful series. With this, we're kind of calling it the circle model, where this live event is going to influence what you hear on the radio and what you see on the website. And then based upon that, we'll lead back into what the live events are. Hopefully, we'll kind of be able to adapt this model that we're creating right now to other big, important topics in Milwaukee. So I think that's what I'm looking forward to, is the impact that this is going to have on youth violence, but then also down the road, how we can use it on other big issues.
Well, Michelle, Eric, and Brad, thanks so much for coming in today, and best of luck with LocalR.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Radio producer Eric Vaughn, Brad Lichtenstein of 371 Productions, and WUWM's Michelle Matternowski are the creative team behind Precious Lives Before the Gunshots, which will air on WUWM and feature a live component in the community.